A painful chapter in the history of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation has come to a close. After 24 years of litigation, the final downwinder lawsuit has been settled. Thousands of people who lived near the nuclear facility in the 1940s and 50s filed lawsuits against Hanford contractors. They say they were exposed to radiation and experienced poor health effects. Spokane attorney Richard Eyman has represented hundreds of downwinders over the last 20 years, and he told me how the radiation reached residents.
Originally, when they were building the Hanford facility, which is part of the Manhattan Project, they did not have the expertise to put filters on the plants. They had stacks that went up to 200 feet high. And when you're making plutonium, one of the byproducts, obviously, is putting radioactivity into the cooling water and putting radioactivity into the air. They didn't have the knowledge or the expertise or the time to work out a filter system. And unfortunately, a lot of radioactivity was released into the air, into the ground, and into the water, which is the Columbia River.
What kind of health problems do these downwinders believe they ended up with?
Mainly a lot of cancers. The main cancer and the one that's easily provable if in trial is thyroid cancer. And by the way, this affects mainly, it really affects toddlers, little kids from age zero up to about age five. They're the ones that are most susceptible. Radioactive iodine was released in incredible amounts, which, by the way, was kept secret from the public until the late 1980s.
Why did it take so long for all of these lawsuits to get settled?
The Department of Energy is essentially different from the rest of the government, in my opinion. Okay, they have treated this with a scorched earth defense. In other words, we will never admit that we did anything wrong. We'll never admit that any of these people ever, you know, had a disease that was related, despite all the evidence against them. Essentially, in the end, one law firm in Chicago, Kirkland & Ellis, took over representation, and they had the taxpayers unlimited budget. And if you can imagine, the plaintiff lawyers, okay, don't have that kind of money. These people who suffered so long with these injuries obviously didn't have the own assets to put up the money. And so it became a situation of the defense saying, okay, we want to try all these cases individually, and we know that you can't afford it. And so we can defend it in every possible way we can, which really was, in our opinion, a violation of the Price-Anderson Act, which was specifically set up to take care of people in situations like this where their disease was caused by nuclear accidents, and this was already deemed by the court to be a nuclear accident.
If there's one other point that you'd like to make for folks, you know, who haven't been following this as carefully as you have for the last two decades, what's the message here?
The message is that you have to hold your government accountable. You know, when they do wrong, they have to be treated like any other corporation or any other person, drunk driver. You have to hold them accountable. And you either do that through the media, or you do that through pressuring your congressman or your legislator. You have to step forward and stand up for the public, for the little guy.
You've represented hundreds of these downwinders over the decades. And I'm just wondering, on a personal level, why you've remained so committed to this particular issue.
If I can say it this way, when you talk to these people and you know what they've been through and you know what the science is and you know what it takes to cause thyroid cancer, cause hypothyroidism, cause the other diseases, including the river, the other types of cancers, and you see all the suffering that went through, and you know that their life should never have been turned into what it was turned into, it's really hard to step aside and say, okay, well, I got other cases to work on. So you get almost down to a real personal level with every one of them. And I just, you know, I am the type of person, as a lawyer, who feels that they deserve representation. And even though, you know, we had all these difficulties for all these years, I wasn't about to walk away from them.
Richard Eyman is an attorney based in Spokane. He's represented Hanford downwinders for more than two decades. Last week, the final downwinder lawsuit was settled after 24 years of litigation. In a statement, the Department of Energy said it's pleased to see this long-standing matter resolved.